Bill Henry Show here, and welcome to the Henry Broadcast Center. That's what Ted Bell and Steve Bozell were calling it during our pro football game of the week yesterday. Welcome here to the El Pacifico, and back from vacation. And in point of fact, we were supposed to go to Orlando for the National Association of Broadcasters. I couldn't do that because not only did I get some kind of flu, then I made the mistake of going out and getting a flu shot because I always get a flu shot.
Did you do that because you had the flu?
No, I didn't do it because I had the flu. No, I didn't do it because I had the flu. I always get a flu shot, but it reminded me that I needed a flu shot. Apparently, you're not supposed to do that. So I wound up getting pretty sick from the flu shot, which I realize is going to give people an excuse now who are listening to me to say, well, I'm not going to get it. See, that's exactly why I'm not going to get a flu shot. Because of that. And I would say to you, fine, it doesn't matter to me. The only problem is that when people at the level of mom, you know, when they don't get shots for the kid, when they are talking all of that garbage about how it causes autism and all of that other mental deficiency that is rampant among some segments and sectors of our mothers today, and then their kid goes to school not having been immunized, and the kid becomes a carrier for these different viruses, and then they infect others. You know how it goes. So thank you very much for that. But at the level that I'm at right now, which is a bunch of old people getting flu shots, I don't care how many of them die. I realize that sounds kind of cruel. I don't mean that the way it sounds, but you know.
Well, what do you talk about?
Well, what I mean is you're old enough to know. Let me put it that way. You know, I'm not going to get a flu shot because look at the stuff. Look at, you know what it is? It comes down to this. It comes down to the fact, because I happen to know this for a fact, and don't kid me, it isn't that people are afraid of, they don't want to get it because of the autism, because of this, that, something else. Grown men and women are afraid of getting shots because they don't like needles, because they're scared.
No, Phil, that's...
No, Phil, that's what?
That's kind of, you tell everybody a baby?
Yes, I am. I'm saying everyone's a baby, yeah.
Are you telling me that there are people that would risk that? No.
Look, I've told this story before, and I'll tell it again. Some people are so afraid of getting shots. I know of a woman who told me that when she got married, this was back when the state of California required a blood test before you could get married. I don't know what that was for, but maybe it has something to do with don't marry your sister, you know?
Get out of here. Are you nuts or something?
I swear to God, I think that that's...
So you're saying the state of California required a blood test in case you were marrying your sister. Do you think this is Mississippi?
I got news for you, Margaret, because I learned this when I was in college. California maybe still does with this, but I was in college a long time ago. But at that time, I heard something from my college professor that floored me because I thought I lived in a really progressive state, just as you think. I found out that California had the highest incidence of incest than any state in the union. And I was floored. I'm telling you, I was not that bright. I was an 18-year-old college freshman. I was about as dumb as they get. But still, you know, I didn't think I was. And I thought I was living in California. Of course, the incest, that's something that you do in Alabama. I had no idea, which I think shows you two things. It shows you how really sheltered and stupid I was to the ways of the world. And secondly, the fact that... that kind of hillbilly behavior, what we would like to comically call hillbilly behavior, was more rampant in California. And we're talking per capita than anywhere in the Deep South. So that was, you know, and so you're telling me you think California requiring a blood test to make sure that a guy isn't marrying his sister is weird. I got news for you.
Well, I've got to see these facts and figures because that, what you're doing now is you're slandering the state. You know.
Wait, how am I slandering the state?
You're saying California? Yeah, right. Now, how do you say that?
Because I just told you I said it, didn't I? Didn't I just say it and I backed it up? I backed it up with a college professor.
A college professor where?
At Pasadena City College, okay?
Aha. Uh-huh. Right there, guys. You see that?
Yeah, that's nothing but a JC. And you never said nothing about it.
I don't care if it's a JC or not. I was taking an anthropology class from the professor, and he talked about it, and I believe it. And and the thing that I appreciated about this particular class was because it was dealing in these kinds of hard facts and figures that I had nothing that I had no idea of, I had no conception of. And anthropology is a great science, and it's something that I encourage anybody listening who is of college age or is in high school, and you don't really know what you want to take, but you are interested sort of in the history of man and culture, and that anthropology is fantastic because it gets into that kind of stuff. It gets into those kinds of modern day statistics and how does the human being behave.
Well, I think, you know, Phil, you can go off onto these little lectures and they're all well and good.
Well, hold on, Margaret. I'm not doing a lecture here.
No, I know that, but you fall in love with the sound of your own voice sometimes, and it gets to be very, you know, Bud?
Yeah, it gets kind of grating on the nerves.
Oh, shut up. Let me tell you something. If you don't like it, take a powder, okay?
Oh, well, okay, Moon Mullins. Take a powder.
What is it, man, like 1922?
Yeah.
Okay, if you don't like it, F off. How about that?
F off. Why don't you just say the word?
Hey, Margaret, I got news for you. What I'm saying is true. If you don't like it, if you think it's slandering the state of California as being a hillbilly state, that's tough. I've said it before, I'll say it again. There are more hillbillies out here than anywhere I've ever been, man. I'm telling you, I bet you there's sectors.
You can't even talk. You're so full. You're lying so much, you're going blah, 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 blah.
You're strangling on your own lies, Phil.
No. I bet you there are some segments of this state where there are one-eyed people living from the inbreeding.
What?
You just heard me right.
That is a slanderous, grotesque thing to say.
You heard me right.
Mr. Lambert, you really willing to back that up in an interview with a newspaper and everything like that?
You get the newspaper in here, I'll say it.
You just said you think that there are areas where one-eyed people in this state are segregated away from the mainstream.
I didn't say segregated. I said I'll bet you that there are some subcultures of inbred people who have only one eye and fins for hands living in caves.
Are you kidding me or something?
Oh, will you shut up? Yes, I'm kidding.
Then you are kidding.
Yes, I'm kidding. First of all, I hate to break the news. Inbreeding doesn't necessarily mean the kid's going to come out, you know,
messed up.
Yeah.
Well, now you're really pissing me off.
Wait a minute. Why does it piss you off?
Well, what is going to keep someone from it?
What's going to keep someone from wanting to have sex with their sister? Oh my God.
Don't you dare start saying things about me.
Well, wait a minute now. You said what's going to keep someone from having sex with their sister unless they know the kid's going to come out with birth defects? Are you saying that that's the only thing that stands between a man and his sister? Is that what you're saying?
Ms. Emma, I think you hit the nail on the head.
I'd like to know what the scientific analysis of this would be. And I'd love to hear from Dr. Tarner, Dr. Sadler.
Got Bobby Dooley is agreeing with Margaret.
Bobby Dooley on the line?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Get them all lined up here. We'll be back. We're going to take a break, our first break here. Back from a week of vacation. We'll give you a little more fill-in on that. I hope you guys have been well. It's great to be with you. A big, big thanks to our sponsors, to our affiliates, to our listeners, to all of our subscribers at PhilHenryShow.com. If you're watching the show right now on PhilHenryShow.com, then you know you have a backstage pass. And we still have the largest repository of any radio show anywhere in the world. We have more radio shows in our archives going back many, many years, 5,000 hours, than any other radio show on earth. I dare anybody else to prove me wrong. And, of course, I wish all of my contemporaries and all my colleagues a very, very successful run. All right, our number here on the Phil Henry Show is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, online at philhenryshow.com. And we have a brand new podcast that is out today. It is a free podcast, so check it out. It's episode 243. It's Steve Bozell as he talks about his son playing Halo with his son, right, Bud?
Yeah, plays Halo with his son. His son beat him. He beat up his kid.
All right, he beats his kid up. So it slaps, man. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Nice to be with you guys after our week off. Margaret Gray, Robert Leonard, and Bud Dickman here with me. We also have Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association and the Western States PTO on the line with us. And we're going to get with Dr. Ron Tarner, probably Dr. Jim Sadler and a few others. We have, or at least we did have, a master list on our computer of people that have been guests, have been experts, and people we can call on when we need to speak to them. And I have completely lost that, Bud. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, I think they lost when they changed it.
They lost it when they what?
When they changed computers.
Oh, that's nice. See, when you put a new computer in...
You already yelled at people about this. You have to do it again.
What do you mean I already yelled at people about it?
You already went ballistic about this. Do you have to do it on the air now?
Yes, I do.
Well...
Yes, I do. There, I just went ballistic.
Well, Phil, you said that whoever got rid of that list...
Yeah, whoever got rid of that list was a Dumkopf.
Right, well, he still works here.
Thank you, Bud.
Am I Bud?
No, I looked at him and I said, thank you, Bud.
Yeah, because I'm the one, not you.
Well, when you said thank you, Bud, people thought you were talking...
They thought I was talking to you? Wow.
No, don't give me the...
Bobby Dooley joining us here from the Western Estates PTO, where they've just wrapped up a meeting. And I welcome you, Bobby, to the program. You are in agreement with Margaret on this question of California and the kind of hit that it takes in terms of image when we bring up things like blood tests, marrying sisters, etc.?
Well, I do, Phil, and the reason is because I don't think that it is necessary. I think what you have is a statistic, yes. You have a medical practice. Your friend, you mentioned, did not want to have his blood drawn because he was afraid of needles. Is that correct?
Well, no, this was the husband of a friend of mine.
The husband of a friend of yours. So your friend was female. Is that correct?
Yes.
You know, Bobby, to anticipate your... You've got a lot of friends that are women, don't you?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I think, first of all, Phil, we've got to point that out, that she was married.
No. I didn't even know her before that. I didn't know her when... No.
You didn't know her before that?
I didn't know her when she was married to this... Don't change the subject, okay? I find that very unseemly. It has nothing to do with anything. Yeah, I've got female friends. So what?
Well, you've got an awful lot of them, and I think it darkens, it stains your side of the argument. That's all.
Phil, what it does is this.
Go ahead.
Well, don't look at me like I'm some kind of a mutant.
I'm looking at you. I'm waiting for what you're going to say.
Margaret, he does this to me, too.
Yeah. What I was going to say is...
Wait, hold on. What do I do to you?
You look at me as if I am some kind of a fungus growing on a rock. When I have...
No, I don't.
When I have a different opinion from you. Yes, you do, Phil.
All right, go ahead, Margaret, and tell me what you want to say, and I'll keep my mouth shut.
I'm going to say that you are, I believe, engaging in an unusual level of female friendships for a single man. And I don't think there's anything wrong... Well, the jury's out on whether that's okay or not.
Oh, well, the jury's out, huh?
Yeah, the jury's out.
The jury is out on whether the... I didn't ask you, Bud. I didn't ask you at all. In fact, I'm not even looking at you. You can see I'm addressing you, but I'm not looking at you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, this has nothing to do with what we were going to talk about, whether I have a lot of female friends or not, okay? And I really resent the inference that there was something improper. I didn't know that lady when she was married to this guy. She told me this story long after they were divorced, okay? This was a husband of hers.
It was a husband of hers. Among her, how many? God.
You're really not making this woman look very good, Phil.
All right. It was a husband, her first husband. She only had two, and I wasn't one of them. And no, I didn't know her when she was married. And she said that before they got married, her and her husband, he decided that he wanted to get married in Las Vegas because he did not want to get married in California because they required a blood test, because the blood test, they had to draw your blood with a needle. He was afraid of needles.
Are you absolutely sure of that?
I'm absolutely sure of it. She was laughing about it. We were laughing about it because we were talking about getting shots. And I was talking to her about how when I was a kid, it scared me. I was very much afraid of needles as a kid. And somewhere along the line, I just told myself, I'm not going to be able to get away from it. These adults keep wanting to stick needles into me, and I don't know why, and I hate it, and I don't care if I get polio. I don't want it, but I'm going to have to endure it. So somehow, some way, I just figured a way to defeat it.
What'd you do?
The first thing I did was what the adults told me to do, was hold my breath, and that didn't help at all.
What was that supposed to do?
Well, it was supposed to... I think the adults said, hold your breath and it won't hurt. Well, yeah, it did hurt, because as soon as the needle would go, I would go, and then it would hurt. So that, screw that. And then finally, I just decided to know that it was going to hurt, and there was nothing I could do about it. I could scream and cry, I could run, and I stopped doing that when I was 23.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding.
I'm sure you're going to run down the hall when you're 23.
I'm kidding. You can scream and cry and do that. And yeah, that's not going to help, because you're going to get the shot, whether you like it or not. So I think finally what I wound up doing was I would just stare right at the needle as it went in and broke the flesh.
Get out of here, man. You did that. Get. That's the thing that makes me sick.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. Not even Frank has guts like that.
I did. What do you mean guts? That's just what I did. I would just look right at the needle, especially when they draw blood. I would just directly look straight at it, and I would watch as the blood...
Come on, listen, I'm going to get sick.
Look at Robert, man. He is getting sick.
Robert.
Go, you better get out and get him some water, bud.
Come on, Robert. I'll help you get a greasy corned beef sandwich. Shut up, man.
All right, Bobby, let's get back to what it was we were going to talk about here.
I mean, I think what we're talking about, Phil, it's all the same thing. I think when you talk about the state of California, which has been through quite a lot in terms of the financial crisis of this state, the mismanagement and I think misleadership of our governors, the fact that the state has endured every kind of infrastructural problem from droughts to the power problems and the power blackouts and brownouts that we've had, to the enormous brush fires and forest fires that we've dealt with over the last 10 to 12 years, and then to heap upon California the reputation of a state where incest is de rigueur, and where the marrying of your sister, or whatever it was that you were saying, the sort of interfamily marriage is commonplace, I think is more than the state deserves, and I think it's more than it can bear. And I would ask you, on behalf of millions of Californians looking to crawl out from underneath the wreckage of all of these problems that we've had, if you could please mitigate and temper your comments. You are a son of California. You're born and raised here, and one would think you would have more sensitivity to the problem.
I don't recognize anything that you're saying.
Why not?
Because I don't recognize any of it as making any sense. I think it's nonsensical.
I'm sorry?
I think it's nonsensical to say that California has taken a major public relations hit because the rate of incest in this state is higher than some southern states, and because we used to have blood tests to make sure that you weren't marrying your sister. Look, I think it's unrealistic on your part, if you don't mind me saying, to think that California would be any different than any other state when it came to normal social problems. Now, especially with the population we have.
Well, you're saying because of the population of the state of California.
Excuse me, Margaret, can I do this because I'm the guest?
Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry.
Go on. Go on, Bobby.
Well, she sounded all resentful and childlike.
I'm not resentful and childlike.
I was going to say that California, Phil, what you're saying is that because California has a high population, that we're going to tend to have more of these social problems. And I'm saying that because of the high level of intelligence that our population has, it flattens down the weirdness. And I'm sorry if I don't have the right terminology here, but...
Well, it flattens down the aberrant?
Yes, the aberrant behavioral manifestations you were talking about.
All right, but still, we're not talking realistically here about the thing I want to talk about, and that is California taking some big hit in terms of public relations. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? Does that mean that we, as a state... used to be viewed as one that didn't have incest?
I don't think people thought of incest when they thought of California, no.
And I don't think people thought of marrying your sister, and no one thought about, the kind of, if you will, hillbilly behavior that you would think of other states having.
All right. Hang on the line, Bobby Dooley and Margaret. Thank you. We'll be right back here as we continue to discuss here, based upon just a couple of observations of mine having to do with the state of California and anthropology and you know, the practices and habits in other states. We're talking with Bobby about the reputation of the state. You know, we just had the Emmys. The Emmy Awards were on TV last night. And every time there's an award ceremony from Hollywood, you always seem to, you know, you have these, you have these wonderful, articles written about Hollywood with the Klieg lights and with the matinee idols and the TV idols and the red carpet.
Spit it out, man.
Yeah, would you get to it, please?
Sorry. So anyway, the public relations hit that California's taking because it has a high rate of incest. I didn't even know that we are taking that kind of a public relations hit. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Embry Show, 855-500-7445. All right, welcome back to the world famous Phil Embry Show. I just saw Jenny McCarthy doing one of those...
She's doing one of those smokeless cigarette commercials. I'd much rather see Stephen Dorff for two reasons. First of all, Stephen Dorff is infinitely more talented. Obviously, he's a man. And I think Stephen Dorff pulls it off very, very well.
Yeah, that's the same guy that played a lady, though.
Stephen Dorff's a great actor. He's a great actor. And so he played a lady. So what?
He played a lady?
No, he did not play a lady. He played a cross-dresser in I Shot Andy Warhol. He's played a lot of different things. He's been fantastic in all of them. He's a great actor. Getting back here to our discussion, Bobby Dooley on the line with us.
Excuse me, I'm not done.
About what?
About this McCarthy. Now, I don't have... You said it, Phil. I didn't. You didn't like these women with the shots, you know, the...
Oh, well, she's... Don't get into the autism. Can I...
I'm sorry, you brought it up. Jenny McCarthy is the one that got that whole ball game going. And people should remember, they should remember that when this country is choking to death and strangling on the abscesses in their throats from measles, it's her fault.
Oh, will you come on with that?
God, Dan! Jeez!
I'm sorry. When this country is strangling like there's a new bubonic plague... And people are spitting up pus.
You knock it off. God almighty. I mean, what's the point of that? What are you hoping to achieve with a soliloquy like that?
Jenny McCarthy, that's what... Look at it.
You know, Margaret, I was listening to that, and I almost, for a while there, I thought you and I were of a like mind when you were talking about the hillbillyisms and how California had gone billy.
What do you mean, California gone billy?
Gone billy.
Gone hillbilly. But now...
But what?
Now you are talking about people laying on stone bridges and being thrown onto apple carts, wearing hoods and being thrown into mass graves, as if this is the 14th century, I'll have none of it.
Okay, that was very interesting.
What do you mean?
I mean, that was almost as weird as what she said, which I don't agree with what...
Would you not call me she, please?
I'm sorry, with what Margaret said. Although I don't agree with her, you talking... What? What are you talking about?
Margaret's the one that is trying to send us back to the Middle Ages.
I'm not sending one back to the Middle Ages. I'm saying, would you please look at the reality of this? Look at what Jenny McCarthy... What is she saying? She's saying that if we immunize our children the way... Wait a second. Is she the one that says that we shouldn't or we should?
See, you don't even know what you're talking about. Let's get back to the discussion at hand, which is the billying of California, whatever it was. We have Dr. Ron Tarner joining us from Mountain Meadow Observatory in... Actually, Dr. Tarner is on board an aircraft. He's on his way to New York City, where he's going to be joining up with other professionals for a seminar on the Hale-Bopp Comet. Is that correct?
The Hale-Bopp Comet, I can barely...
Can we get... I'm going to have to put Ms. We're going to have to put Ms. Dooley on hold, if you don't mind. I apologize to Ms. Dooley. Please, bud.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley? Yeah.
All right, will you do that in a little bit lower tone of voice? Dr. Ron Tarner on the line. Dr. Tarner, how are you, sir?
Well, Phil, I'm doing very well, thank you.
And you're on your way where? To New York, right?
We are indeed on our way to New York, and you mentioned a seminar at Hale-Bopp. That is exactly correct. We're going to be giving the Dirty Ice Award, which is the Fred Whipple Award, to one of our colleagues.
Now, what does that mean, Dirty Ice?
Well, Dirty Ice was identified by Fred Whipple, who was an astronomer. It sounds like a made-up name, but if people don't believe me, they could, Google it, or...
Google it, yeah.
You can Google it. Fred Whipple was the astronomer who first hypothesized that comets were dirty ice, or that would be a frozen water particles that were picking up debris along the way as they traveled through space at these inordinate amounts of speed, and became what we now know are comets. And of course, these are objects that are orbit. They are orbital. Some of the orbits are elliptical. Some of the orbits are counter to the orbiting of other bodies in space. So we're going to be giving this award to one of our colleagues.
Well, anyway, we thank you for joining us. We're talking about anthropology here tonight, Doctor, and we're discussing California's place in the public perception when it comes to incest. And I think we were talking also with inter-family marriage, things like that. Now, the notion that California is per capita just as backward as any other state has struck a couple of our panelists as wrong, Margaret Gray and Ms. Bobby Dooley, who we do have on hold right now. What is your feeling?
Well, I first of all, I'm on my way to New York to be on a panel with some very esteemed scientists that... I come on the radio with you, and I'm on with Margaret. Allow me to finish what I'm going to say.
Well, I know what you're going to say.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I'm on my way to New York to be on a panel with a steam scientist.
Yeah, you already said that.
Margaret, let the man finish.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. So I'll repeat what I was going to say. I'm on my way to New York because if you keep interrupting me...
Well, I know. We'll have to keep listening to you.
That's right. I'm on my way to New York... Boy, you know, I could be talking to one of the flight attendants here who is absolutely beautiful.
I apologize, Dr. Turner. Go ahead and say you're on your way to New York.
To be on a panel, and instead I'm sitting on the radio with Mrs. Gray and Mrs. Dooley, and forgive me, but the two of them together, I don't think make mentally a good tadpole. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm simply trying to say...
Phil, I want to interrupt. This is Bobby Dooley. I heard what you said. You know, Dr. Turner...
Ms. Dooley, you're the one that was saying that you are... that you did agree with Mr. Hedry until... I forget. It seems you've changed sides.
No, I haven't changed any sides.
I want to say something here, Phil, as long as... And I can't hear a thing with all of that noise.
Well, I'm sorry, but I wanted to come back on here and at least make a statement.
Now I can hear what's going on.
Yeah, we got to keep Ms. Dooley on hold because wherever she is...
Yeah, she's at a PTO meeting.
That's fine, but I understand it. We got to keep her on hold because it's too noisy. Go ahead, Dr. Turner.
Well, wait a minute. I was going to say something.
May I say something? Because he just got me on the phone. Like I said, I could be in first class talking to one of the flight attendants.
And what? And hitting her up for a phone number? This is important.
No, well, yes. If I am not allowed to say what I want to say...
I will moderate. Go ahead, Dr. Turner.
Thank you. California, as you very well pointed out, Phil, is just as susceptible to being a backward state, as you put it, as any other state, given the population... Given its educational, educational standing of its people, the demographics, and so forth, and also the rural areas of this state are far-reaching. There are a great many thousands and thousands of square miles of uninhabited and very remote areas, wooded areas, areas that are concealed from highways, areas that are concealed from roadways, or other areas of excess egress and ingress. Of human beings.
But what about ingress?
Now, what did he say?
What's that, bud?
What's ingress?
What is ingress?
Well, ingress is the opposite of egress. Egress is... It's, you know...
No, what is it?
You know what it is.
leaving.
There you go. It's leaving.
It's leaving? Areas of leaving?
Yes, areas of leaving. And then areas of ingress, which is the opposite, so coming. Coming and leaving. Now, you have these very hidden areas. They're coves, they're caves, they're wooded areas. Some of them are ravines. These are areas where entire populations could live, breed, interbreed, bury their sisters, their mothers. You have no idea. And that's very, very possible in this state.
Well, when you say that there are whole areas... yeah, Margaret?
Well, I was going to ask Dr. Tarner, because an area is in a cave or a cove or off of a highway and it is hidden, are you saying that people can literally go on with lives for generations and no one sees?
No, exactly I'd say that, because who's going to stop? If you're living in a cave or a cove, or let's just say you're living behind a hill that's on a super highway, there's no gas station, there's no motel, there's no exit or
like egress.
No, not egress. There's no exit or what, Phil?
On-ramp?
Yeah, on-ramp.
You know, you really, for a man with education, you don't know a whole... You don't talk too good.
May I finish?
Go ahead.
It's all like... I told you, and I'll say it again, Bargain. Please don't interrupt me. And I'll say it as graphic. There's a real piece of ass up front. And
okay, Dr. Tarner, we got enough with the first-class flight attendant. Could you keep on going?
Wow. I'm saying that if you are behind a hill and you're getting it on with your sister... No one's going to see. Why would they want to? There. I hope I put that as cleanly and as crisply as I could.
Yes, it was very clean and very crisp. The problem with it is this. It doesn't sound very believable.
Why not?
Because it doesn't sound believable. Just because you are in a community of, what, trailers or shacks behind a hill doesn't mean that you will be undiscovered for generations because there's no off...
Because there's no what?
Because there's no off-ramp. I'm sorry, I was...
Oh, she's getting emotional again.
All right, we'll take a break here as Dr. Ron Tarner and Margaret Gray discuss California and its relative place in the overall scheme of things when it comes to lack of education, when it comes to degenerate behavior, when it comes to, in other words, behaviors that for the longest time were attributed to more rural and, dare I say, more southern states. California is right there. As one of the all-time top states when it comes to things like incest, intermarriage, familial intermarriage, and things like that. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Back with Bobby Dooley, Margaret Gray, Ron Tarner, and Dr. Jim Sadler next here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's the Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, 800-855-500-745. Now, Ms. Dooley, back on the line with us, Bobby Dooley. We also have Dr. Jim Sadler is going to join us, and Dr. Sadler is a physician. He is, Dr. Sadler is a guy who's just a regular internist from San Diego. We will have him on the phone here in a minute. Ms. Dooley, you're mentioning your husband, Steve, has a little bit of a needle phobia.
Yes, my husband Steve is standing here. Steve has had a problem with needles for a long time. I don't think he's as bad as the lady. Do you mind getting blood tests, honey? I forget.
I don't want it. But I do. I find it.
Steve wants to say something, Phil.
Go ahead.
I think it's bad to say that I'm a baby or something. You know, use the P word.
I never used the P word, sir. I just said that. I can tell you this, as someone who has a phobia of his own, me, I have a fear of heights. So I understand. I believe me, I understand that you can, literally, it's a physical reaction.
Yeah, but I passed out, but that's...
Blowing it, you're blowing it. Give it. Yeah, so Steve, he just said he passed out, and he doesn't have a fear of needles, so I guess that...
Pretty much blows that.
Yes, it does, but... My husband is a man. He's not afraid of anything. He has a fear of needles. But I think all in all...
I don't think you want.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We did ask Dr. Sadler to stop by our place before he was on the air with you.
So Dr. Sadler is at the Homeowners Association right now?
At the Western States Homeowners Association, not just Homeowners Association.
I understand. Dr. Sadler.
Yes, sir. Hi. I'm here with the Dooleys, and I was going to give Mr. Dooley a flu shot. And I'm going to talk him through it, because I do understand, just as you have said, Phil, that there is a phobia. I gave Ms. Dooley the flu shot, and she was fine. Mr. Dooley, are you ready?
I don't care, yeah.
Well, you say you don't care, but you do, don't you?
Well, why are you making him more scared?
I'm not trying to make him more scared, because I don't care. I heard you.
I don't care about it.
You can hear his voice beginning to crack. All right, Jesus. All right, roll up your sleeve, please. Now, just, and this is, I often do this, Phil, to make sure that their courage is really sound. Just pull your pants down a little bit.
What is that about?
It's just something I do. That's it, there you go. Yank the underwear down, too, while you're at it.
What are you trying to pull, anyway?
What is this about, Doctor? Just back off, you know. Don't give me some air. Give me room. I gotta get some air here. All right, thanks.
Now, why are you having him pull his pants down?
To get his mind off of you know what. If he's worried about being raped, you see?
What did you say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Well,
all right, here we go.
Oh, God!
All right, just gave you, how you feel?
I feel great.
You screamed like a woman.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry, Steve. Yes, you did. However, he didn't run away.
No, you did not run away.
I didn't scream like a woman.
We have the recording if you want to hear it, Doctor. I mean,
I wouldn't mind hearing it again.
Go ahead.
Oh, God!
That was me?
You bet.
Oh, you sound all happy about it.
Well, no. I mean, I'm just saying that's... But at least you didn't run away or pass out. Were you thinking more about your pants being pulled down?
In a lot of ways, yeah, I was, because I was afraid Dr. Sadler might try something, try and get fresh.
See what I mean? So,
Boy, you know, everything about what you just did, from the flu shot to you being there to the pants, it's all wrong. I don't care if this guy did get a flu shot and didn't run away. He screamed, it just...
What are you trying? Why don't you spit it out, Phil?
You know, everybody's asked me to spit it out tonight. I'd have you guys spit it out. I'm telling you what I'm saying. I'm telling you that I think it's weird to have a guy pull his pants down while you're giving him a flu shot so his mind's off the shot and he's worried more about being raped.
Oh, God, man. Are you talking about jail? I'm just saying I'm trying...
Well, it's your idea, man. You're the guy that brought this whole thing up.
May I say something? I think anything that helped cure my husband of this very embarrassing tendency he had to run out of the doctor's office and then go downstairs and dive into our car and hide underneath the cat blanket, I think is a step in the right direction. And
so that's what your husband would do when he got a shot?
When he was about to get a shot, yeah.
Well, that time I didn't do that time. I feel good about that.
All right, Dr. Sadler, thank you very much. I think that was as good a demonstration as any. What do you think, by the way, Dr. Sadler, of the statistics that we brought up about the state of California?
Well, I mean, could you put that away for me? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I also have Mr. Dooley assisting in putting all this stuff. You can pull your pants up now. God.
Well, I mean, you're the guy.
I am? What do you mean I'm the guy? I told you to pull your pants up.
Oh.
God, Steve, it's almost as if you like having them pulled down.
No, I don't. The doctor told me to pull them down.
All right, I told you to pull them down. You can pull them up now. They gave you the shot. Wow. What about that, Phil?
Well, don't make a big deal out of it. You're the doctor. He doesn't know what's going on. You told him to pull his pants down so he'd think more about being raped than getting a shot.
All right, then I gave him the shot.
Yeah, but he didn't even know he had the shot. He doesn't even remember screaming when he got the shot.
All right, that's at least a step in the right direction, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction. What I think is a step in the wrong direction is you, Dr. Sadler. I think your whole life practice, your very existence, is a step in the wrong direction. I thank you.
You know what you are?
So, Dr. Jim Sadler...
Wow, you just found out. You think you'll get him back on as a guest? Think again.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just scared to death that I won't get the great Dr. Jim Sadler back on.
Yeah, that guy's kind of hard to pin down sometimes.
Why? Because he's out giving flu shots until...
Man, don't talk about pulling pants down. That's a technique he's very proud of.
What is that about pulling the pants down so the guy's more worried about getting raped? What is that? Was he ever in jail?
I don't know. Dr. Sadler?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me. I think there's something about that man that's real strange.
Something about him? Everything about that guy is off. All right, well, there's Dr. Jim Sadler. And as far as California goes, yeah, we're just about as backward as any other state. So any of my friends from the South, Southeast, no. This is one guy from California. I know which way the wind blows. I know how backward we are. It's all fine. Speaking of backward, the Emmys were on last night. I'm kidding. No, the Emmy telecast won a bigger audience, and that's funny because I didn't watch it. Not that I got anything against the Emmys, I just didn't watch it. I forget what I was doing. I've been watching football, and I listened to Ted and Steve's ball game, but I did not watch the Emmys, and I don't know why. But it got a third bigger audience than last year, 33%, so exactly one-third, again, as big as last year's audience watched this year's Emmys. And we're going to have Doug Danger on in a moment or two or three or five to talk a little bit about the Emmys and about television in general here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and live, baby, live, you know. And while we have this time, while we have this time together, don't forget PhilHendryShow.com backstage pass. That's right, a backstage pass enables you to watch our video cast each and every night. You can watch me as I sit here and sweat, man. And until things start cooling out, it's just gotta cool out. Better start cooling out.